This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Guests in the studio today include Jim Hewitt and Jeff Franks. Jim Hewitt and Jeff Franks involved with Allscripts, a new company in town in Litchfield. And thank you guys for joining us today. I think I got you on. Say hello.
Hi.
Oh, good. Yeah, I hear you. What I wanted to talk to you first, Jim. First of all, let's just find out, who is Jim Hewitt? Because you are local. Tell us a little bit about your background, being from Hillsboro, and how this all got started.
Yeah, thanks, John, and thanks for having us on. So, Jim Hewitt, grew up in Hillsboro, Illinois. My parents are Richard Hewitt and Gladys Hewitt, and I have three sisters that also grew up in Hillsboro. Two of them are still local. One of them is in L.A. went to Hillsboro High School. And did a year of college at Lincoln College. And, you know, my real focus at the time was working in my father's grain elevators, Hewitt Ware Feed and Supply Company, which
sure.
You may remember. And my passion as a child growing up, though, was always computers. And about 13, I got involved in programming with computers. And my dad had an IBM System 23 at our grain elevators that I got to play around with, and just from there, loved being a part of programming and the computer industry as a whole. And after coming back from college and working with my father at the grain elevator, I got a very unique opportunity, a job offer, to work for a startup company in Chicago that was focused on, as the CEO said, changing healthcare for the better forever. And the idea was to remove all the paper that was being generated in the hospitals and convert them to computers. And secondly, at the time, hospitals had mainframe-based systems, and there was a revolution going on that was moving to PCs and local area networking. And so I made a really tough decision of leaving the family business and moving to Chicago in 1989 to join the startup company.
Now, this is interesting because once upon a time, at the end of World War II, for example, a person went to the doctor's office, saw the doctor, and on the way out, the doctor said, pay what you can. The receptionist gave him a handwritten bill along with a prescription written by the doctor on a script pad. It took it to the local drugstore. Things have changed.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
Over the years. And, you know, so it was really a wonderful opportunity to be a part of the company because they were, you know, one, the revolution of home or PCs in everyone's homes, local area network. The internet really wasn't truly out there yet, but there was a lot of innovation going. So being in at the ground level when there was so much new technology and innovation coming to the marketplace and in healthcare was a great opportunity for me. And that company did really well. I was there a little over 6 years, became VP of product development for them, and company went public and then ultimately got sold. And I got a really crazy call, unique opportunity to move into the financial world where the five stock exchanges own a SEC-sanctioned monopoly called the Options Clearing Corporation, and they were looking to do something very similar of moving off of the mainframe onto a client-server environment as well. So I got hired as managing director of the company called the Options Clearing Corporation to do a massive conversion off of moving the financial options industry off of clients or off of mainframe onto a client server environment. So great learning opportunity for me. But you know, after 6 years of building that system, you know, when we finished, we looked back and said, what did that really do? And it sounds kind of corny, but for humanity, right? You know, bringing new financial products to the market's great, but it wasn't something that was impacting overall humanity. And so but the team and I were looking at what should we do next and can we get back in healthcare? And it was weird. It's just strange coincidence or serendipity or whatever you may call it. But I came home that night and I got a call from one of my friends from the first company and said, hey, we found this new company that bought big bottles of pharmaceuticals and put them in prescription-sized bottles and sold them directly to physicians. And when the insurance companies came out with pharmacy benefit managers, or some people may know them as PBMs, where you could pay for your prescription at a Walgreens for $5, or you could pay $30 in the doctor's office, everyone went to Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
So this business was failing. And my friend that had seen this business had called and said, oh, my God, I think that there's a way that we can automate the second largest paper transaction in the world, which was prescriptions and only to check writing. And the company was in my hometown at the time up in Chicago, and the name of that company was Allscripts.
Okay.
And so I joined Allscripts at a very early age and changed it from a medication repackaging company to a healthcare IT company. And we were the first company to build a wireless electronic prescribing application. So now, and the whole idea was write it on the computer. We would check to make sure there was any drug-drug interactions, drug-to-disease state, drug-to-allergy, drug-to-gender, and then we would automatically send that off to the pharmacy, which what you see today is that all of your prescriptions automatically show up at the pharmacy.
And that's what you call population health management, I would assume.
Not at the time. So that first piece was really just electronic prescribing, and was really one of the first major steps into changing a doctor's office into an electronic chart. And so once we got that first product up, we started to build out the entire suite of products, which they now call an electronic health record or electronic medical record. And the government, as you may know, with the stimulus package that Obama put in play, is that Obama wanted to automate the entire physician office, which was great for us because we sold software that would part of that automation.
Do that. Okay.
Yep. And so we went out and sold our solution sets across the United States that was driven by the stimulus package, but also across the world. And that whole package was called an EMR. Now, what you're moving into now is the next phase of something that they do call population health management, where, you know, in today's world, when you go and see a doctor, he gets paid for every time you do a visit. And what the insurance companies are moving to is saying, I'm going to pay you $10 per person per month to manage them, whether they're healthy or not. And if they don't come into the doctor's office, you get to keep the 10 bucks. But if you come into the doctor's office, don't bill me, you got the 10 bucks.
You got the 10 bucks, okay.
So that's called population health management. And so healthcare organizations are now going at risk, what they say, where pay me for the population, this one lump sum, and then I'll manage it. But to do that, you have to have tools and technology so I can really real-time kind of monitor you as a patient to say, are you being healthy? Can I keep you out of the emergency room? Can I keep you out of the doctor's office? So how can I engage you as a healthcare consumer to live a healthier life? And that's what population health is about. And we also, as a company in Allscripts, write tools to help engage the healthcare population to try to create a better population of health.
So for those of us who, at one time when we first heard of Allscripts, thought, oh, you guys write prescriptions.
Yes.
It's no longer that.
Most people think that I work for Express Scripts, which is a pharmacy benefit manager in St. Louis. So there's a lot of confusion of what is Allscripts versus what is Express Scripts, and there is a difference between the two.
Obviously so. Jim Hewitt and Jeff Franks, our guests, will be talking with Jim and with Jeff more. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. 18 minutes past 3 o'clock. Again, our guests are Jim Hewitt and Jeff Franks from Allscripts. You've been telling us a bit about how it's been this wonderful, long, but very detailed transition from Hewitt and Ware to where you are now. But now, when these folks drive out to the edge of town, on the west side of town, and they see this building that used to be a steakhouse, and the parking lot's full, and they think, boy, maybe I can go in here and get a good steak now. And they walk in, and they see what looks like, basically, a very high-tech environment. So what is going on out there, and what does that mean to Litchfield?
Yep. So what we've done is that, first of all, Allscripts has a very large technical development organization, and we have offices all over the world. And there is a whole new kind of technology revolution that is going on right now, really specifically around cloud-based computing. And you may have seen the commercials from Microsoft Cloud, Google's got their cloud, Amazon's got their cloud, everyone has cloud. And so what we wanted to do is to say, can we take our best and our brightest, put them in a secure location where they won't be disturbed, and really focus on what is the next generation thing in healthcare around cloud-based computing. And so Jeff Franks, who's with me today, is one of our most senior technical people we have in the company, and extremely bright. And so we asked Jeff to take on that challenge of going out and can you innovate in this space. And we actually spun up multiple projects across the world to do this, but you know, one of the significant ones we did was with Jeff. And so Jeff partnered up with one of his close friends, Tyler Downs, and said, hey, you know, can we do something within this area? You know, Jeff is based out of Chatham, so fairly close. We have a development location from one of my previous companies, Jar Dogs, in Springfield, and, you know, that was successful in recruiting top talent to this area. Can we do that again? And so Jeff hooked up with Rex Brown, Hillsborough Hospital. Rex was awesome and said, hey, we'll let you incubate this new concept inside the old ambulance bays of Hillsborough Hospital. So Jeff and Tyler went into the bays at Hillsborough Hospital and started recruiting out of there to start working on this next kind of thing we're going to do with cloud.
Okay.
And, you know, they, I don't know how many you hired, Jeff. How many did you hire in the first 6 months?
Probably 15, maybe. Yeah. 15 people.
So hired 15 people. And, you know, what we found out is that if you look at this region, and there's some great articles if you got in Google, but, you know, everyone talks about Silicon Valley being, you know, the tech place if you're going to start a company. But there's been a lot of research on with venture capitalist funds that, you know, the next big thing is going to be the Midwest. And there's a lot of really great schools that are delivering top talent within the area that you can recruit from. And, you know, what we like to say is kids that grew up in the Midwest want to stay in the Midwest. But there isn't a lot of super high-tech jobs within the area. So can we create an opportunity to start being able to recruit those kids? And so that's really where Jeff came in and said, let's go ahead and build this out. And so when we talk about Maverick, as Jeff continued to grow, we quickly grew out of the hospital bays, which broke our hearts. It was, you know, a great place. And, you know, when it was in the summertime, they could press the garage doors. The garage doors actually opened. You know, so you had this open air startup environment that was really, really cool. But, you know, Jeff and his growth plans looked at we would be somewhere by the end of this year around 100 folks.
Yep.
And when we were looking at facilities where we could house 100 folks and have parking to support that, it was very difficult to find space that we could use for a short term. And that's where we found the Maverick building was something that was available within the area where we could grow into that space, and they had plenty of parking. And so we made the tough decision to move the group over to the Maverick building. The bank that owns the building has been phenomenal. Both cities, both mayors have been great within the process of helping us kind of transition around. But anyway, so we moved into that space, and Jeff continued to grow within the space. We did a remodel, moving it from a steakhouse into a high-tech environment. But as we were looking at bigger with inside of Allscripts and our different cloud teams, we also had a team in Springfield, Illinois, behind Best Buy. And there was approximately 80-some-odd folks within that facility behind Best Buy. And we made the decision, our lease was coming up this year, and we made the decision that we were going to combine Jeff's team with the team from Springfield. So now we needed a place that would house about 150 folks. And the Maverick building would not support that. So we were kind of stuck again of, okay, now what do we do and where do we go? And so, you know, Mayor Doherty stepped in and said, hey, along with the bank and Elmore, and said, you know, is there something that we can do to keep you within inside Montgomery County? And is there a way that we can expand that facility together so that we can get all the folks from Springfield to move down? And so we just signed a deal with the bank and the city to expand, almost double the capacity of that space, where we have about 151 seats And that construction project will be done within a couple of weeks. Kenny Contractors is doing that expansion, and like I said, within a couple of weeks, we'll have about 135 folks within that facility working for Allscripts.
That'll be absolutely awesome for the city and for the county.
Yeah.
Now, that is good to the end of the year. Is more growth anticipated, or is shall we just take one step at a time?
Yeah, I think it's one step at a time. So I am absolutely targeting this area. You know, we don't know specifically where our long-term location is. We signed a three-year deal with the bank in the city to expand the Maverick Place. So we will be in that facility for 3 years. But our longer term is a permanent location.
Certainly.
And, you know, from us as a company, we're looking for something that is more of a campus that we can continue to grow into.
Now, what is a typical employee? I mean, what's the profile of a typical person who works at that Maverick building?
Most of the folks that are there are software developers, product managers, people that design software and tell us what the feature function type stuff is. So many of them could be coming from a nursing background, some medical background who've come over onto the software side. We have project managers. We have quite a few interns as well. So we're recruiting heavily from colleges in the area, and actually a pretty far-reaching loop, really. So we've started that quite a bit. And actually, we're getting a pretty good, I'll say, name with the university students now. We can actually go to a place and we're swamped. We can't talk to all the people that come.
So you do hit the job fairs, and you are well-known when you go there.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, Jeff has spent a lot of time, and we actually have two recruiters that are based within that facility that are full-time recruiting for us. And, you know, they've done a phenomenal job of engaging with the local universities within the area. But, you know, we've been hiring from University of Illinois, University of Iowa,
SIUE, Missouri S&T, WashU, UMSL, Purdue.
Yeah.
So we're going all over the place.
Imagine.
So they just kind of got out of that college fair season for the batch that are coming in right now. We get a little later into the summer and we start the whole cycle. We do the cycle twice a year. And, you know, to get out there.
And, you know, one of the smart things that Jeff and his team is doing is that they're engaging not only to say, hey, we have jobs, but can we help teach? Can we do hackathons? Can we engage the universities to provide value back to them as much as they are providing value to us as in new recruits?
Now, one of the things that comes into my mind when you talk about this profile of people who are coming in, granted, some of them coming from Springfield may already live in Springfield, but yes. You've also bringing people in from all over. So what are some of the challenges that our community faces to, you know, there are challenges, obviously.
There are.
Housing and education and nightlife and all kinds of things,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. So, you know, as we look at it today, so we're bringing about, as I said, 135-ish folks into that facility. One, you know, out of that 135, we've hired about 10 locally, which is great. So we're starting to find some local talent that we can bring in and, you know, draw from this base to bring jobs that are already here.
Okay.
Two is, though, we're bringing people from Springfield. We're bringing people from St. Louis. The trick and the challenge for the communities is how do we get them to live here, not commute here? And, you know, that's where I've been very, very impressed with both what Mayor Doherty's doing and saying, what can we do to make Litchfield attractive? And, you know, that is housing, that is infrastructure, that is schools. You know, they are the city and the city council. Dave Hollow is the city council member that's been working specifically with us, have been just amazing. And the changes that have occurred within the city council of Litchfield have been really amazing. That they're really looking for making the community better, looking for growth overall. On the flip side, you have Hillsboro. You know, within the year that Jeff came on board, they created Imagine Hillsboro,
mm-hmm.
And you know, the Mulches have been very involved. Mayor Sullivan's been very involved, and Rex Brown. You know, that team of folks are really driving hard to say, how can we increase housing? make housing attractive in Hillsboro? How can we bring festivals, other components to make this a fun place to live? The biggest challenge as that continues is still what we hear the folks, the 100 and some odd, that say, you know, hey, what do you think of living in Litchfield, or what do you think of living in Hillsboro? Schools is number one on their list.
Okay.
And, you know, we get a lot of negative pushback on, you know, what can we do to, one, from a facility standpoint, you know, what's going on over in Hillsboro, but just overall curriculum and, you know, the scores that the schools are getting. If I have a small family that I'm thinking about bringing here, you know, they question, should I go to Edwardsville? Should I go to Chatham? Should I go and commute versus come and live in the community? So, you know, we as a county and team need to figure that out.
Okay. And that takes more than just this community. That, as you say, takes the county. That takes the whole area. Because even though you got your start in Hillsboro, that's still an integral part of this whole process.
Yeah, and if you look at, you know, just the folks that are living in the community, 6 are living in Hillsboro today out of those 10. So a little over 50% have their roots in Hillsboro, which is great. And, you know, we're just now for the first time starting to hire kids that either graduated from Hillsboro or Litchfield that have gone off to college, want to move back. We're starting to see those guys come back, which is a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
They know what Litchfield is, but... You know, the disappointing thing for me is we closed down Springfield. We have 80 folks there. We did put out an opportunity with reload packages, and no one took them. So, you know, there's some work to do there to say, hey, you know, I do want to reload, and what does that mean?
Okay. Jim Hewitt and Jeff Franks, our guests, talking about Allscripts, talking about its impact on the community and the community's impact on it right now. More with those guys in just a few moments. So stick around, and we will have more shortly. John Michael Marty here on your Wednesday afternoon with a couple of great guests today, having fun and having some interesting and dynamic conversations with Jim Hewitt and Jeff Franks from Allscripts, and how Allscripts is impacting Litchfield and how Litchfield and the Montgomery County is impacting them. You had mentioned, Jeff, some of the interns that had come in and how they are also staying in this area.
Yeah, so what we're seeing now is you have these fresh college students coming, you know, their first job. We've, you know, brought them on board, and they don't want a long commute. So we're seeing them actually get apartments in town and stuff. So they're not buying homes yet. You know, it's their first job ever out of college. But we are starting to see them, you know, we're seeing those young folks start to settle and find roots. So that is good. That is very good. You know, as we continue to grow and we get more people, I think that'll continue to perpetuate itself. But it is nice to see the young folks, you know, saying, I'm going to live local. I'm not going to commute. I'm going to be right here. So we hope as we bring more young people in that we'll start to see that continue to grow.
I would imagine you probably, when you were doing your addition back behind and retrofitting the Maverick building to meet your needs, you were probably wiring that thing up like a casino, weren't you? To make room for slot machines. You have so much, you had to do so much extra electrical work and stuff,
well,
right?
We did. We set it all up, but surprisingly, we don't have as Jim talked about earlier, we're cloud computing. So really everybody has laptops. You know, if they have a laptop, they can travel and work from anywhere. But we did have we have a lot of people packed in that, you know, relatively small space. You'll notice that we, you know, put solar on the roof, you know, to be eco-friendly about it. And, you know, that was a big thing. And it's surprising how many people, when they come interview in the office, first thing they notice is that on the roof going, you know, we're doing sustainable energy and that type of stuff. And it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference in our power bill.
Oh, sure.
Well. So it's quite amazing.
You guys take lunch?
once in a while.
Once in a while. What is it like? What's it like working in that environment? I mean, do they come there every day? Do you take turns coming? Do you have some working from home?
They're pretty much all in the office every day. We do have some folks that live further on the west side of St. Louis who may not come in on Friday, but it's pretty much a full crew every day.
Okay.
And they'll roll in from 6:30 in the morning to somewhere. Some will get in around 10, and then you'll see people at the office as late as 8 working.
Okay.
So it's kind of a pretty dynamic environment, you know, depending on, you know, does this person rise early or not, and that type of stuff. So
well, sure.
Pretty flexible.
Now, when Allscripts has, I'm trying to think of the right way to ask the question I want to ask, because I'm not as smart as you guys, so I don't want to sound too stupid. When we're looking at building something that is across the board, that is so all-encompassing, what are you doing? What's next? I mean, what is the next phase? Or is it just a matter of making what you've got even more efficient? What do you do?
No, so there's continual innovation within healthcare, and there's going to be for some time. So there's really multiple aspects of what we've touched on. So number one is the accounting systems, the electronic health records that we build today. As you touched on, there's population health management on creating a healthier population. There's a whole area that we didn't talk about, which is engaging the healthcare consumer. We have a product called Follow My Health, which many of your folks that are listening today probably have, that either came from Litchfield Family Practice or Springfield Clinic, but it allows them to access their health record.
Sure.
But we're adding on telemedicine. We're allowing you to connect your devices, your scales and stuff at home. We have a product that will real-time monitor you and give you feedback on how you're doing with your healthy living. Our additional components, and we're going to continue to build out as the consumer side grows, products within that space. The other really big dynamic area that's happening right now is around genomics. And so getting your DNA sequenced and then being able to create insights to personalize medicine specifically for you. As an example, I've been sequenced twice now. I did the online 23andMe thing, but I was also invited to Harvard to participate in a genomic study, and they sequenced me there. And, you know, I'm a high metabolizer of warfarin, and if you know anything about warfarin, it's a very dangerous drug, specifically around the dosing, because it's a blood thinner. If I was given that drug at the appropriate doses, it could potentially kill me. But because I've been sequenced, the doctor would know that I'm a high metabolizer of warfarin, so they would adjust their doses specifically.
Okay.
So pulling this whole new exciting area around cancer research and genomics and other chronic diseases, and bringing genomics plus your clinical data plus the environmental data that you're getting from instrumentation of your human, you know, the human body with devices, bringing that all together in artificial intelligence, we can help the doctor make better decisions at the point of care and the consumer make better decisions. So, you know, and that's what really we're talking about when we're talking about cloud-based computing and what the next generation of things are going to go on in healthcare. That's what we're working on in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Illinois.
Now, we walk around with a smartphone, and we have an app that lets us track our steps. It lets us take our blood pressure. It lets us do all these different things.
Yep.
Next step, obviously, is probably eventually going to be some sort of embedded chip or something that's going to, you know, constantly monitor us, you know, in the cloud, in the sky.
Yeah.
But is that good? Do we have anything to fear about that? I mean, is it just the natural progression?
I personally believe it's the natural progression. And, you know, there's a lot of concerns around privacy, specifically around DNA testing. I am a fan of DNA testing. My entire family has been sequenced because I think it is good to know, you know, what I'm high at risk at so that I can take the appropriate steps to create a healthier family and, again, population. So, you know, that is an example of that. And to have technology help augment my behavior so I can try to live a healthier life is also, I think, a really good thing. A great example that, you know, Google has been working on is that they've been working on contact lenses that will read the blood sugar within your body. So if I'm a diabetic, as opposed to having to take, you know, a blood prick every day, this device, my contact lenses, could be automatically communicating to me and to my care team, this is what my blood sugar levels are.
And to diabetics, that is a tremendous improvement. That would really increase the quality of their life.
Absolutely. So there's that's one simple example of the innovation that is occurring in the space right now. You'll also hear a term kind of called the Internet of Things, where you're taking devices and connecting them to the Internet to provide information. That contact lens would be one simple example of that. But there is a huge booming industry out there of the Internet of Things and how we can utilize that data. So that takes us back to, if you have this mass amount of data that's coming in at a huge rate, move that to the cloud and use analytics and artificial intelligence to help me decipher it. And that's, as again, we look at that as really the next big frontier of bringing all that data together to create insights that we can drive down to the point of care for the physician when they're seeing you to say, oh, I see that you've been sequenced. I have this data. I know that you jog every day, right? I can put together a much more personalized care plan for you that will be most effective for you. And I think that's great for healthcare.
Now, do you have everybody out there at that building involved in this think tank? Or have you got four or five guys locked in a room who are just thinking this stuff up?
No, pretty much a large portion of that building is doing okay. Exactly what we're talking
because
about.
Because it is absolutely a think tank out there. And because, you know, you have to think about these things. Yeah. It's
some of the best and brightest minds in healthcare that are in that facility, which is pretty crazy. Growing up in Hillsboro, to think that we have, you know, that much brain power in one facility is really, really a cool thing.
Yeah, it definitely is. More with you guys in just a couple of minutes. All right, we are down to the wire with our guests, Jim Hewitt and Jeff Franks, talking about Allscripts coming to, actually been here for a while in Montgomery County, and talking about its impact on both sides. Guys, it has been a real pleasure having you in here today. And I know that we've had so many people who have texted, called in, said, now I know what's going on out there. I'm so glad. Tell me, in the minutes we have left, again, challenges, what you would like to make sure that people know from going forward, what this means to everybody? Any comment you want to make?
Sure. So, you know, again, we're really excited about the opportunity to be within the community. You know, if you look at both Hillsboro and Litchfield, they are great places to grow up, raise kids. You know, the lakes of both Hillsboro and Litchfield are awesome assets that people want to be around. You know, the festivals that Hillsboro are doing within the community has been great. So, you know, just love those components of small town Mid-America. The challenges still come down to, you know, we have to figure out how to create a housing market that is something where folks want to live.
Now, you mentioned Imagine Hillsboro, which came about because of this, or one of the reasons why it was developed. Imagine Hillsboro is working on their end. Is there a similar effort going on in Litchfield right now?
There are. You know, there are festivals that Litchfield is working out. You know, Tanya, the city administrator over there, has been trying to drive a lot of change. And as I said earlier, the mayor as well as city council have been just amazing to work with. So I think this, you know, us coming to town was a great wake-up for both towns. You know, we were very focused on industrial and the idea of can we bring you know, computer programmers to Litchfield Hillsboro wasn't something that was really thought of. But now that we've brought it here, both communities are saying, hey, you know, whether Allscripts lives here long term or not, but can we create programs that can start to bring folks here?
Can you see feeder things coming because of what you've done?
We think so. And, you know, that's one of the other areas. And, you know, Barb Mulch is really been trying to drive technical education within Hillsboro. Jeff and I are planning on starting a computer science program that actually is run out of Harvard, that Harvard's allowed us to do, where we can bring kids in and teach them about computer science and start to build that skill set within these communities. As well as, I think that, you know, I heard the mayor on the debate the other day saying, you know, how can we create incubators to bring other companies here and make it advantageous for them to come and try? And they may not all be successful, but if one hits, it would be a big boom for this area for that to happen. And I know that's the mindset of both communities, which is fabulous to see. So, you know, the term that Jeff coined with his team is that, you know, can we make this the next Silicon Valley? And I love that concept. So I kind of changed it to say, can we make it Silicon county. But you know, the idea is still the same, is that, you know, how can we attract high-end talent to move into these areas?
We already see a company in San Francisco that's offering its employees $10,000 to move out of San Francisco so they don't lose them as employees, but they can't afford the cost of living. Here, even though we have challenges, this is one of the great advantages that we have, too, correct? That our cost of living is so much less than Silicon Valley.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a global company, we still pay global prices. So for our employees to come within the area, you know, it's a good thing to have a much lower cost of living and you know, driving the salaries that we're paying. So great opportunity. And, you know, with more salaries coming into the community, more money is being spent in the community, and it's a snowball effect. You know, the other piece that I'd say is that, you know, they are also, both communities are looking at overall housing and what they can do to build new communities or new housing opportunities, so that as folks are looking at, you know, do I move to the community? Is there a place that I, you know, can find a home that, you know, suits my lifestyle? And I know that that's continually being worked. I'm being very cautious within the communities because we don't know if we're going to be here long term. We'd like to be here long term, but, you know, as I stated before, we have a 3-year lease on the current space. We're starting the process to figure out where that long-term opportunity is. So I think that both communities are being cautiously optimistic, but not making massive investments to say, you know, we're going to build all this housing and there's no one here to fill it.
Sure. Well, the bottom line is what we have here is an excellent start.
It is.
We have steps. We've built a staircase. We're not pulling up a rope ladder. And we've got an opportunity to make this do nothing but go bigger and go better. So all the steps we do and everything we do in the process, you know, is going to make it better. So
there
we go. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Jeff Franks, Jim Hewitt from All Scripts.